Well, these are tough times for the president. The economy is fragile. Some states are growing unhappy with the federal government for one reason or another. There are numerous trouble spots overseas. All things considered, the president has his hands full. And not for the first time, certainly. Nobody knows that better than Pulitzer Prize-winning author John Meacham, who has just published what's being called the definitive biography of our third president. It's called Thomas Jefferson, The Art of Power. And John Meacham joins us on the WBAL Newsline this morning. Hi, John.
You know, it's an act of great mercy that a Maryland man is talking about a Virginian. So thank you.
It happens every now and then. Jefferson had a reputation as a man who could keep all the plates spinning and kind of hold it together when it seemed that things were on the verge of coming apart almost every day. Are there lessons to be learned from what he did for our presidents today?
Absolutely. You know, Jefferson, as you pointed out, Jefferson governed in a ferociously partisan atmosphere. He was the object of attack ads, basically. He was in a climate where congressmen were attacking each other with fireplace pokers. The former vice president of the United States shot the former Treasury Secretary. I like to say to my Hamiltonian friends that, you know, at least my guy didn't get shot in Jersey. as one thing. But
for all things considered, it could be worse.
It could be worse. It could be worse. And by the way, if anybody was going to send shirtless emails, it would have been Hamilton, not Jefferson.
Okay.
I want to be very clear about that. What we could learn from him, I think, is that when you're president, time moves mighty fast. You know, it blows by.
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to do is grab the opportunities as they come. President Obama clearly has a chance here with the fiscal cliff to do some important work. And, you know, if you delay and you sort of, well, maybe things will be better next month, not really. I mean, a presidential clock moves very quickly. Thomas Jefferson, when he was offered the opportunity to buy Louisiana, he didn't hesitate. You know, he moved fast.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be daring. You have to grab it. Time is short.
Seize the day.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to be willing to depart from dogma. You know, the presidency is no place for ideological purity. It's a place for principle, but it's not a place to say, you know what, if it's not perfect, I'm not going to do it. And Thomas Jefferson was a master of principled compromise. And the third thing, which I think is particularly relevant for this president, is you have to reach out not only across the aisle, but in your own caucus. Every night Congress was in session during Thomas Jefferson's presidency, he had lawmakers to dinner. And, you know, that might be one version of hell, you know, I admit. But he did it because that was his job. And I'm not saying that created this bipartisan Valhalla by any means. But it did create, and you can see it in the letters and the diaries of his opponents, it did create a sense that, you know what, Jefferson's not this caricatured crazy man we thought he was. He's actually a good guy. And when various crises came, then you can call on getting the benefit of the doubt. And so, but if they don't know you, and if you remain a caricature as opposed to a character,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be in trouble. And I think for too many people in Washington, President Obama remains a caricature. And I think that's something he has to address.
Well, the book is a fascinating read and a hefty tome, as they say, 759 pages, Thomas Jefferson, The Art of Power, John Meacham, Pulitzer Prize winner. Thanks for joining us on Maryland's Morning News.